This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's a common misconception that ticks pick up Lyme disease from deer. They don't. Ticks usually acquire the Lyme bacteria from rodents or birds before passing it on to us. But deer provide an abundant food source for ticks. And as the deer population has exploded across the Northeast in recent years, so has the tick population. Now, in parts of New England, Lyme disease is epidemic. This fall, one town west of Boston that's been ravaged by deer ticks is fighting back with bows and arrows. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea has our story.
My name is Dan Wolf. I'm the owner of Mass Deer Service, and I help residents in the metro west area of Boston deal with some of the issues associated with too many deer on their properties.
So you're seriously Wolf the Deer Hunter?
Correct.
You just can't make that kind of thing up. Nor can you make up Dan's custom truck.
All right, this is the deer-mobile.
Deer embroideries on the leather, antlers jangling from the rear view.
Whoa, yeah. That sounds like killing deer.
We're driving through the winding roads of Dover, a green, well-to-do town with big houses on big lots.
Right now we're heading up to a property up on Farm Street. Actually, the lady inquired last winter after deer season. She's got a large piece of property in a very high deer density area.
Okay, we're good to go. Get to see the big dog in action here.
Now, my goal is to secure permission from this property owner to hunt the deer.
Deer-ravaged property owners don't pay Dan to hunt deer. They just give him permission to hunt on their land. And then Dan turns around and basically sells that permission to recreational hunters who are looking for a place to shoot. He vets the hunters for competence, sets them up with maps and documentation, and it's a match made in heaven.
Hi there.
Hi. Are you guys on?
Now, Dan has had some problems with anti-hunting activists in the past, so he asked me not to identify any of the property owners he works with. This lady, we'll call her Wendy, takes us out back to see her huge grass and tree-filled lot.
So this is where we see them.
Right.
Then they go off into the woods down there. We're surrounded.
The contrast between Wolf the deer hunter and Wendy the upscale suburban mom is striking. She doesn't seem like the hunting type.
I love the Tetons, and I've always been a, you know, give me a home where the buffalo roam type of person, where I love sitting out here and seeing the deer. But once you have a kid that has Lyme disease and you're bitten all the time, all of a sudden you have very different feelings about hunting the deer.
The deer tick population started to grow exponentially here around 2005, and now Dover is basically under siege. Epidemiologists start to get worried about Lyme disease when there are about 100 incidents per 100,000 people. This town is now at 270, and that's put quite a damper on their enjoyment of these big old green lots.
When we first moved in here, we used to take walks down to Rocky Narrows on trails and everything. And with this huge tick problem, we don't have any desire to do it.
It's tough.
Tick bites.
And people are like, we're prisoners in paradise, you know?
Right. It's true.
Did they bring it upon themselves?
Absolutely.
Sam Telford is a professor at the Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts. He says even though humans long ago killed off the deer's natural predators, we at least used to do a pretty good job of preying on them ourselves. That is, until suburban sprawl happened.
More than 10 years ago, I and many others predicted that the corridor between Route 128 and Route 495 would become the new Cape and Islands with respect to Lyme disease and other deer tick transmitted infections because of suburbanization. Each new house that goes in removes 18 acres of huntable land, at least by the most effective means of hunting, which is by shotgun.
Presently, our deer density is anywhere between 24 and 28 per square mile.
Barbara Roth-Schechter chairs the Dover Board of Health.
The ideal density should be somewhere between 6 and 8 deer per square mile.
At the outside estimates, there's a deer for every dozen people in Dover. And while a shotgun solution might not be right for suburbia, Barbara does have other plans.
This year, we have 6 town-owned properties to be open to our bow hunting efforts.
Are we going to be harpooning deer on the town green or what?
For crying out loud, absolutely not.
Actually, they're only going to do this in the more remote parts of Dover. It's just a little pilot program happening on a few hundred public acres. To allay public anxiety, they're painstakingly interviewing and background checking the few dozen recreational bow and arrow hunters that'll be allowed on the land.
And that is critical to understand. We're talking bow hunting from tree stands. So you cannot shoot straight out. You have to shoot down. And the greatest distance is anywhere between 15 and 20 feet.
There's certainly advantage to using a bow and arrow in the suburban environment.
Back in the Deermobile with Dan Wolf.
Yes, the range is much tighter, but it's much more challenging. You have to know in your mind what's the most opportune shot to take. You really don't want to have injured animals running around with arrows in them where people can view them, especially young children. And does this look like 119 to you?
Dan says he doesn't want a piece of Dover's first ever public land deer hunt. Too much red tape. For now, he's content going door to door and getting homeowners' permission to hunt and scoping out their woods for prey.
You see this?
These little holes in the grass?
Yeah, those are footprints.
Oh, wow.
These are fairly fresh. And you can check your pants for ticks periodically as well because they'll get on you down low and start moving up.
That's so creepy.
In the hour that I spent tromping around Dover with Dan, I accumulated 20 ticks that I know of.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
15 years ago, if someone had told me, oh, well, there are deer ticks in back of your office, I would have said, you're crazy.
Sam Telford from Tufts Veterinary School.
But now, if you came out and asked to see deer ticks, we would spend 10 minutes and we'd have deer ticks to see.
What's the way out of this? How many deer do we have to kill? You know, what do we got to do?
Well, killing deer is not a magic bullet. People have to manage their vegetation. They can clean up around their homes. These ticks need high humidity. So if you have brushy areas and lots of leaf litter, that's a great place for the ticks to develop. I've been caricatured as saying you have to kill deer. That's the only solution. It's not. It's a program of vegetation management, deer reduction. If we do all of these things, then we can reduce the risk of getting Lyme disease.
All right, you go back to killing Bambi's mom, and we'll just get back to making radio. I'd like to walk you through a field of
wildflowers, and I'd like to check you. That story from Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea. Magic bullet or not, bow and arrow hunting season starts in Massachusetts on Monday. And if communities like Dover want to reach what state wildlife officials consider optimal deer density, they'll eventually have to reduce their deer populations by as much as 3/4.